Real quick here, because we do occasionally talk about the markets. We had a nice bounce the other day, and I came home and I talked to my son, who's a little a jaded and cynical young man like I am, but he follows the markets very closely. And I said, hey, we had a little rebound in the market. He goes, dead cat. Talking about the dead cat bouncing, because you can hit a dead cat on the ground. It will bounce, but then, of course, it ends up landing back on the ground dead as a doornail. And it looks like that's the direction of the futures market this morning, going back down to the
356 points down, exactly. And, you know, you hear all these people screaming, okay, now we're down to 29, whatever. Now is the time to jump in. And the idea is, you know, trying to time the market. And I'm always saying, time out here. I mean, this is an inflation-driven drop. So are you telling me that the inflation worries are over? No. You still have the small businesses that are struggling to get people, keep people. You're seeing an increase continuing in the price of goods and services. That continues to ratchet things up. You've got the Fed, who is openly transparent, saying, and Jerome Powell, I'm a big fan of, that he really doesn't know what's going to happen next, but they're going to do everything they can to try to stay ahead of it. The market's at 29, Brian, and it could very easily see 26,000 before it sees 34,000. So it's just, we've got a lot of issues right now at play, and the idea that there's anything on the immediate horizon that's going to cause this to bounce back quickly is really going to be an issue. And as you and I have discussed so many times before, if you're a long-term investor, you're a younger person, don't worry about the market dropping. You're just actually buying more shares of the stocks you like than anything else. Just don't change what you're doing. If you are closer to retirement, obviously you should have very little, if any, exposure to the market, so you should be okay. The real issue is for people on the sidelines that have cash and say, when's a good time to jump in? And I always look at these kids where you've got two people swinging a rope and one of the kids kind of rocking back and forth trying to decide when to jump in to start jumping. That's the investors right now.
Yeah.
And I would exercise a great deal of caution here, because this market could see a lot more of a drop before it starts to recover. But, you know, identify the stocks you like, pick your price, and when it gets there, buy them.
Buy them. Amen.